Christopher Nixon Optometrists on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Usually, when we arrive at Christopher Nixon Optometrist in Starbeck, we are talking about eyes, whether that's eye tests, whether that's contact lenses, whether that's glasses. Today we're doing something slightly different, and we're talking about ears. I'm here with Giles Price. Hello, Giles.
Hi, Beth.
Now, we are, as I mentioned, talking about ears. So you are delving slightly into the hearing industry. Tell me about this partnership that has cropped up here at Christopher Nixon's.
Okay, so we've gone into partnership with a company called the Hearing Care Partnership, who are the only optician-only audiology company in the UK. They have 70 affiliated independent practices, all offering their audiology services from within the optometry practice.
And is that something, I suppose that's quite useful for people, because you automatically come in to an optometrist, like here in Starbeck, and you have your eyes tested. I suppose it's quite useful to be able to have your ears tested at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's a bit of a one-stop shop, really, in a sense. But we've become very aware over the last couple of years that audiology is coming back into optometry practices. Historically, hearing care has been sort of tested within optometry practices, and then it went quiet for a while, but it seems to be coming back, and we're keen to be on board with that. A lot of our patient base are aged over 50, which is the ideal sort of scope for patients with early hearing loss.
What kind of changes have there been in the hearing industry? Because I think traditionally, I know I can picture a hearing aid that is beige. They always seem to be beige and see-through, and they go on your ear and they're quite big, and you put watch batteries into them. The industry of helping people to hear better has actually come on massively since then.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the traditional sort of beige hearing aid is still available, of course, and work very well. And the NHS audiology services do offer a wide range of help to a lot of people. So that's important not to overlook that. It's not necessarily a replacement for that.
There's nothing wrong with beige either.
No, absolutely. but the technology really has gone along the lines of the sort of audiophile industry. So we've got streaming from phones and computers, televisions, telephones, direct to hearing aids.
Wow.
More directional sound quality, so hearing aids which work in tandem to scan the room sort of 1,000 times a second, which then allow background noise to be filtered out, and certain settings on different hearing aids which allow you to pre-program your hearing aids for different environments. So if you're moving from, say, you know, a busy cafe back home to just sit and watch some TV or listen to the music, very easy to reset your hearing aids, you know, to do what they need to do in different environments.
So how will it work then if somebody wants to get involved and have a hearing test as well or instead of their eye test, their sight test? How does it work with people coming in and working in this partnership?
Okay, so we will have a dedicated audiologist, Salma, who's going to be working with us here in the practice. People are able to ring in on our normal telephone number, which is Harrogate 885764. We'll have a separate booking system, so people should be sort of confident that their optometry records are not accessible by the audiology side of things, so it is a very separate practice in that sense, but we can book them in for hearing assessment. There are two complementary hearing assessments, so no fees. One is a basic sort of 20-minute check to see whether there is a hearing issue, and then the second is a full hearing health check, which looks at a more detailed history and symptoms to do with medication and health. Physical examination of the inner ear to make sure there's nothing that needs referring to GP or beyond, and then a much more detailed computerised hearing test across the whole range of sort of pitch and tone, different volumes, at which point, if a hearing aid is necessary, sample hearing aids can be fitted so that they can actually see, you know, the benefit, and obviously a detailed report of the findings.
Well, if people want to find out more about this new venture that Christopher Nixon Optometrist is going on, then they can get in touch with you. But just before we go, just remind us a little bit about what you do in the sight world as well.
Okay, so we are offering all optometric services here in Harrogate. So basic eye examinations, contact lens fitting. And on that front, actually, I'd just like to add that Chris has just been nominated as a finalist in the Optician Awards for the Contact Lens Practitioner of the Year, which is a biggie. We've won a couple of optician awards in the past, and he's down to the final four. So fingers crossed for him.
When does that get announced?
So that's back end of March, March the 30th.
Oh.
So we're fingers crossed that we'll pick up another award.
Do you get to go to an awards do, Giles?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Very swanky do down in Birmingham this year. So.
Lovely. Well, all the best to Chris Nixon then. We will keep you updated and do let us know what the results are at the end of March. But otherwise, people can find out more just by searching online Christopher Nixon in Starbeck, and they can find out more. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Beth.
Christopher Nixon Optometrists on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.